Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 31st, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, Waving the Flag of Jewish Unity. Jerusalem is a city like no other. There is a constant source of tension about its sovereignty. So, an event such as the Flag March, which celebrates the city's 1967 reunification, drew requests from both the U.S. administration and the European Union to re-examine the route of the march in order to prevent escalation after weeks of heightened tensions between Arabs and Jews. Allegedly, Israel decided to stand on its own, to stay firm on the route it had set and to not show weakness. But is this really a test and indication of Israel's strength? Definitely not. If Israel had stood its ground, it would have marched through Jerusalem as planned without blinking, without looking at anyone in advance, and without considering world public opinion. A strong Israel would not consider changing its course and would not take into account every bit of chatter that stood in its way. A great and strong person who is confident in his or her values, manners, and lifestyle does not need to demonstrate anything to anyone. That person does not have to raise a flag to prove his or her righteousness to others. For what purpose? If we are firm in our own minds, we do not hesitate back and forth, do not consult or base our decisions on external actors overseas, we simply perform, period. Israel is not firm enough. It allows haters of Israel to sit on committees that make decisions against the interests of the Jewish people. It allows territories to bargain from north to south. It satisfies every sector of the political spectrum that pulls hard enough for the benefit of its supporters. Instead of standing up for itself, strengthening the people and the state in a consistent and correct way, Israel deals with symbols while compromising on fundamental and internal values. I have no objection to going out dancing with the flags in the alleys of the old city. But in order to truly celebrate the unification of the capital of Israel, we must first establish for ourselves the conditions that we celebrate as a supreme value for us. The heritage that we would never consider selling or replacing it for a pot of lentil stew. And right now, the opposite is happening. Since this is the case, what good is it for us to march and wave the Israeli flag for a few hours? A flag is an external symbol and nothing more. The Book of Zohar has a long and famous article called, The Flags, which describes in depth the inner concept called the flag. This deep understanding is exactly what we are missing, how to raise a flag in our hearts, how to stabilize within ourselves a common inner feeling, how to be enveloped in one flag which expresses a feeling of one people, and to radiate this unity to the world. My mentor Rav Baruch Ashlag, Rabash, wrote that the word flag derives from the Hebrew word dilag, meaning skipping, that is, skipping from our egoistic nature to a second altruistic nature that takes others into consideration. To reach such a spiritual level, we first need to soften the heart. In order to soften the heart, we need education and information to help us clarify for ourselves the necessity nowadays of reaching a mutual connection. And to teach us how to reveal the secret of our strength, that when we unite, we grow stronger and draw the supreme force, our root, and receive supreme inspiration. Only out of solidarity will we gain the ability to see the future correctly, will we understand what we live for, and will we know who we are and what our role is in humanity. From such a place as this, we will be able to make the correct decisions about our life together in the land of Israel. The supreme force will raise us to levels we have never before dreamed possible, will give us strength and confidence, strengthening and embracing between us, and will open within us, most important of all, a new mind by which to manage our good future. Our national goal is not merely concerned with the borders of the land of Israel and the Jewish people, but with the correction of the Jewish heart that must expand and reach a world correction, that must bring all the nations of the world into a situation where all of us are connected as one man in one heart, just as our sages wrote. That is to say, On this upcoming day, all the world will be bound in love and wonderful wholeness. About this reunification, we must certainly wave our flags. The devoted love of a flower for a bee. The development of artificial intelligence has led to interesting opportunities where a computer can create a picture in the style of a famous artist on a topic set by a person verbally. The project is called DALL-2. The results are of such high quality that many artists and designers may lose their jobs in the future. On the other hand, we will have free time to do the work that machines are not able to do. The question is, will such an invention benefit humanity or harm it? We always think that progress is for the benefit of humanity, and we are unable to correctly assess the damage. After all, the true harm lies in how far it distances us from achieving the goal of life, that is, from uniting between us and connecting with the upper force. But in any case, we cannot stop our development and scientific and technological progress. It's impossible, because that's how nature works, and we can't go against it. Even attempts to stop the development of nuclear weapons have not been successful. Therefore, it is necessary to agree with all the possibilities that open up and try to find the right use for them in your life. A person develops and wants to express himself as much as possible. And technology is the fruit of human development. Therefore, at the end of the day, machines will learn to replace humans in everything, in art and in creativity. A person will engage in spiritual creativity, creating spiritual works that reveal his inner world to humanity. Spiritual pictures can be expressed through films, fine art, music, as it is happening today, but on a more complex, high level. This expands the possibilities of self-expression. Let's say today I would like to express myself through painting, but I do not have artistic abilities. But with the help of modern computer technology, I can succeed in this and express myself in front of everyone. This will be a wonderful and great gift from me to the world. I would ask the computer to create a picture depicting the love between a bee and a flower. Don't think I'm joking, it's very serious and deep. I would like to show everyone what a devoted natural connection a bee has with a flower and a flower has with a bee. After all, a flower cannot develop without a bee, and a bee cannot live without the nectar it receives from a flower. We want to see how all the elements of nature at the inanimate, vegetative and animate levels help and support each other. One is connected with the other by a whole range of feelings. It's all very complicated. I would like to reveal all this with the help of a computer and participate in the computer's creative process myself. To show how grateful the bee is to the flower and the flower is grateful to the bee, what closeness arises between them, how each helps the other species to reproduce. Such mutual assistance exists between two degrees of nature, between vegetative and animate. And so, with the help of computer technology, we could uncover very deep relationships in nature. The question arises whether such programs should be restricted so that they cannot be used to harm others. But such a restriction is possible only thanks to education. In fact, we are asking, how do we limit evil? And there is only one answer to this. It is necessary to multiply the good. From CabTV's conversation with journalists, May 22, 2022. The simplest efforts. Question: what efforts should each person make? Answer: efforts to unite. It's the simplest thing. At that, you do not have to think about bestowing to the Creator, about sublime matters and upper worlds. You just need to know only one thing: the correct connection between people reveals the upper world. That's all. Let's start gradually building a correct system of relationships between us. This network will reveal to us, the next level, the cosmic one, a completely different dimension. We will become other beings in spirit, not in body. We will begin to feel ourselves floating without any problems in an infinite, perfect state. From CabTV's I got a call. How to solve any problem. May 1st, 2010. Any day can become a turning point. Question: why did many researchers call 2012 a turning point in human development? Answer: I did not consider this year to be a turning point, but even before that I was skeptical about many things. For example, although many great Kabbalists, such as Balhar Sulam, the guy on Vilnius, and others, wrote that Kabbalah would begin to be revealed to the masses in 1995, I did not believe that this would happen. I speak frankly about this. That is, I did not see in my Kabbalistic studies how this could happen. On my still spiritual, but small level, I did not see this. They, however, being very prominent discoverers of the spiritual world, discovered it. Outwardly, I agreed with their vision, but inside, as a researcher, I was skeptical. Kabbalah is a science, and I have the right to say that I did not feel it. The same is true for 2012. I did not see any suppositions for this year to be special. Now any year, any day, can be a turning point in the development of humanity. Some small blow is enough to seriously awaken a person, as, for example, academician Vernadsky awakened in his time, but not so much through a personal drama. However, we need a shake-up so that a person seriously rises above his little world and asks, what for? Why? How? I need to know the answer. And then he will need to reveal Kabbalah. It will become the means by which he will open the noose and all the upper worlds, and reach the connection of both worlds and the eternal, infinite, perfect existence, not dying, but rising above his animate level to the spiritual level. Question: did Vernadsky call the noose for a certain new level of existence? Answer: yes. But anyway, this word does not exist in Kabbalah, just like many others. For example, there is no term holism from the English words for everything or completely. But in principle this is heading in the same direction. Only Kabbalah divides this into many different levels and gives them their own names. From Cab TV's Close Up. Prophet, November 23, 2011. Who causes the imbalance in nature? Question: scientists are very concerned that the magnetic poles are reversing. They say such a reversal could create pronounced climate change and that terrible cataclysms and changes await our planet. Why is this happening? Is there any explanation for this from the point of view of Kabbalah science? Answer: from the point of view of Kabbalah, I have not found an explanation for this, although I have been hearing about it for a long time. I am in contact with many scientists and am interested in all the changes they observe and what statistics they generate. I am trying to find a correlation between what all kinds of observations with the naked eye of nature say and what is described in Kabbalistic sources and can be observed by Kabbalists. Naturally, we expect all kinds of troubles from nature because we do not match it. Our well-being depends on how similar we are to it. Let's say my existence is set in a certain range of temperatures. In the range from plus 15 Celsius to plus 25 to 30, I can exist as a Neanderthal, as a naked person. In other cases, if I, for example, go underwater or go up into space, I have to use special clothes, additional devices to adapt to temperature and pressure. Humans are very weak beings. Nature affects us with all sorts of parameters, including ones that are unknown, imperceptible, and unconscious to us. To date, we know about several thousand parameters that must be maintained in some kind of homeostasis and equilibrium with the surrounding nature or within our system, which is under the influence of the environment. A person is a very subtle, dynamic, delicate system. Any change in one direction or another entails a change in other parameters and in other systems. This causes an imbalance. What does blood pressure, high blood sugar, and all kinds of health problems mean? This is practically an imbalance of the system. It must be in balance, which is achieved by internal self-regulation and balance with the environment. The problem is that we have learned to achieve this balance artificially. We invent all kinds of devices that help us not pay attention to external temperature, pressure, or any natural phenomena, thunder, lightning, whatever. We are not interested in this. We have put ourselves in some kind of cocoon and we can, as it seems to us, do whatever we want. It turns out that for thousands of years we have always surrounded ourselves with such a cocoon, constantly improving it in order to be less dependent on nature. And at the same time, we ourselves became increasingly opposed to it in our cultural, moral, technical, and social development. Now we are revealing that nature is interconnected, global, integral, built on cooperation, concessions, love, balance, on the connection of all its systems, all parts. And we don't pay attention to it. We are the masters of nature, we are above it, and we are higher than it. It turns out that we have reached some kind of milestone, crossed this Rubicon and are in opposition with nature when our imbalance with it is revealed in some explosive way. Moreover, it is revealed to such an extent that we are not able to block it with any artificial systems. Comment: I think we have already come to the point where nature shows us that we cannot go against it, no matter how much we defend ourselves and no matter how hard we try to do it. My response: yes, but at the same time we don't know what to do next. We do not realize that, in principle, we ourselves cause all these imbalances. From CAB TV's close-up. Poll inversion May 15, 2011. Call of Time. Question: why is it that young people organize various kinds of demonstrations in different countries around the world? Is there a reason for this? Answer: this is a sign of the time. This is time challenging the society of human civilization. We all develop according to a given program. Specific informational data and informational genes are realized within us that cause certain formations, social, political, and technological changes. All this is interconnected. As a result, it turns out that, whether we want it or not, we are rolling toward a certain, very special state that was predicted by Kabbalah several thousand years ago. Humanity will come to realize the evil of its nature, its egoism. Our nature itself is such that it spoils everything. Man is the only harmful creature in nature. This is the element that brings harm, error into the whole of nature. I mean error from the word sin. Until humanity realizes this, it will not be able to get out of this state. But there will be a way out. The only problem is that the way out will be gentle, conscious, with the understanding that there is another dimension, another existence, another paradigm, or there is seemingly no way out, and then we will start killing each other in rage, misunderstanding, or despair as if it would be better for anyone. Everything develops exactly according to the dialectic predicted in Kabbalah. From CAB TV's close-up. Europe Today, January 26, 2011. A consequence of growing egoism. Comment: a child serial killer, Mary Bell, was born in 1957 in England. Her chilling story began after the baby's 17-year-old mother, who worked as a prostitute, failed to provoke a miscarriage. The baby was an unwanted child. The mother tried to get rid of her child after birth as well, but again was unsuccessful. The child, Mary, was abused and became a child murderer. The press called her an evil-born monster. My response: in such cases it is also necessary to take into account the human psyche. It is possible that she was mentally ill and this has not been determined. Comment: usually people who stand trial for a crime are examined and have to be recognized as sane. My response: this is also a problem because psychology is not a perfect science. A person has such switches in the brain when he suddenly becomes absolutely normal after the fact. We cannot necessarily evoke in him those same states that prompted him to commit a misconduct, and therefore we give them a different interpretation. All this is very conditional. But the problem is really a universal one. Each of us should blame the environment that brought him up for his wrong attitude toward life. And of course, we all feel bad. We can see this from the global state of things today, for example in the way people drive on the roads without observing traffic rules or how they communicate with each other. In general, our entire human community is arranged in such a brutal way. Each one builds himself on the suppression of the other, on power over the other. This indicates the misuse of our initial human data. It doesn't make anyone feel good, but still we don't find the strength to change things. The intelligent humanity does not find the strength to realize this and start acting differently. Therefore, unwanted children will appear more and more often and this phenomenon will become wider spread. It is a consequence of our growing egoism, which does not want to consider anything or anyone. From CAB TV's Close Up. Unwanted Children, November 28, 2010.